Greetings, this is J.R. Dickey. Thanks for tuning in to our podcast. And by the way, don't forget our website, graceandtruth.net. I hope you're having a great day, but if not, hang with me. It's about to get better. Okay, today we're going to highlight some really good news. Let's get started. Genesis 3, verse 24 says, "So he drove out the man, and he placed cherubim at the east of the Garden of Eden, and a flaming sword, which turned every way, to guard the way to the tree of life." The first eviction, so to speak. The language indicates that it was pretty forceful. And the follow-up made it clear that there was no coming back to Eden, and especially to the tree of life. For God placed at least two powerful angels and an impassable flaming sword to guard the way. You know, the word used for this eviction is also used to describe a woman who is divorced. And this is really what happened. Mankind was divorced, disconnected from God. C.S. Lewis wrote in The Great Divorce, "Evil can be undone, but it cannot develop into good. Time does not heal it. The spell must be unwound." Now, two angels, that is the cherubim, brings to mind the garden tomb. In John 20, we read, "But Mary stood outside the tomb weeping, and as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the tomb. And she saw two angels in white sitting, one at the head and one and the other at the feet where the body of Jesus had lain. And a flaming sword." This brings to mind our glorified Christ. In Revelation 1, we read, "He had in his right hand seven stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was like the sun shining in its strength." So as you see these two angels in Christ's empty tomb, one at the place where his head had lain, the other at the feet, recall the image of the mercy seat that rested upon the Ark of the Covenant. There we would have seen as well two angels, that is cherubim, at either end facing each other. Between them was where the presence of God Almighty communed with Moses and Joshua. Thus we can see that the empty tomb of Jesus, representing that Jesus had risen, signified also that the communion or the connection with God was restored. The sword reminds us of the Word of God. In Hebrews 4:12, we read, "For the Word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart." And in John 1, it starts, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made." And then in Hebrews 11, we see, "By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible." So, at the end of the beginning, back in Genesis, the first Adam was evicted, if you would, from paradise and prohibited from the tree of life. But just as we pointed out, the imagery of that situation points forward to the empty tomb and the Word of God. and that wonderfully illustrates the grace and truth of God shown in Jesus Christ. John 1 also says, "For of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ." You see, there on the border of Eden, a fiery sword, symbolic of the law, barred the way to the tree of life. But when the living Word of God yielded up his spirit on the tree of death, angels that once barred the way then showed that the tomb was empty, that Christ had risen, that the way into the presence of the Almighty and life itself was open, restored. And upon Christ's death, to announce this, God himself tore open the veil of the temple from top to bottom. We read in Matthew 27, "And Jesus cried out again with a loud voice and yielded up his spirit. Then, behold, the veil of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom." Friends, how could he be more clear? The way to life, once barred, was now open. The way to true fellowship with God, once disconnected, was now reconnected and forever established in Jesus Christ. The flaming sword of the law was fulfilled when its truth was combined with the holy grace of God in his Son. And the angelic guardians became angelic greeters. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty.
Now may the Lord grant you peace in the midst of any storm and faith to trust him. Look for our next podcast, and may you realize more of his grace today.